Yeah. Okay. So I've worked on a lot of syndicated transactions, as mentioned, and unfortunately, especially during stronger, and let me just say, when there's more cash flow involved, sponsors have a tendency to overpromise and underdeliver. It's like really easy to sell a bigger number. Man, as you start talking about 10 or 12%, oh yes, yeah, you're going to have, you know, some takers. The problem is that you really cannot deliver that during the first 2 years right now from operations. So what you really, but everybody, passive investors and the sponsors are going to make a killing once we have some time involved, like let's say 5 years to add the value adds, raise rents, and so on. And maybe you could even do a cash out refinance, pay some investors off and keep the property.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Terry Painter. Terry, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's good to be fun, Suja. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, everybody, Terry has a long history in commercial real estate. He's an author. He wrote the Encyclopedia of Commercial Real Estate Advice, which we'll certainly talk about. And he is a commercial mortgage banker and helps syndicators put the financing together on their apartment deals. So really excited to get into your story, Terry. Why don't you start us off by telling us just a little bit about how and why you got into real estate?
Okay. It's something that really, I mean, I actually have a degree in education. I didn't teach very long. The problem that I had for about a year, I actually get bored rather easily and I love food. So I went from teaching to I eventually ended up with a chain of fast food French bakeries and restaurants. And what happened is that after about 4 or 5 months of working in one, I wanted to do another one. And so my wife at the time and my banker said, no more restaurants. This is it. No, you cannot take another mortgage out on your home or something to do another restaurant. So I asked my banker buddy, who we had become friends, like, well, you know, I love what you do. And you're so excited going to work every day, working on deals. You know, how can I learn to do that? And he just kind of laughed at me. He said, it's not, you know, it takes us over 2 years to train a commercial loan officer. It's not really something you can do. But I just kind of like didn't give up on the idea. And not too soon after that, when I was on a vacation in Bryce Canyon National Park, I opened up Entrepreneur Magazine. There was an ad that said, own your own mortgage company, do business and commercial real estate loans. The light bulb went off. That's what I'm going to do. Well, nobody except my mother, who always believes in me, thought I would be successful. But and I have to say, the first year was a struggle. It wasn't that I was selling money, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's like, that's what everybody wants. It's an easy sell, but to qualify the right people, qualify the property, the business, whatever it was, that was a real learning curve. So that's how I sold the restaurants and just made a change in career. I was in my early 40s at the time. And as I said, it was, you know, but for me, being bored easily, what I love is each deal is different. Even the ones that you find out you just know are never going to work out, it's still kind of cool and I love teaching. So, you know, just we're an instructional advisory firm as well as a lending source for commercial real estate. So actually being able to tell people help them learn, how to actually find the right properties, why this one doesn't work, this realtor is like overselling. He's selling you on a pro forma, not on what the property is really doing or whatever. You know, it's fun for me.
Awesome. So you actually are helping buyers make smart decisions, not just helping them put the financing together.
Yes. And we do right now we're doing more refinancing just because properties are so dang expensive today. Like even where you're living right now in Portland, Oregon, I also happen to live there when I'm not in my winter home. I'll tell you, it's just like the same properties that were being sold at, let's just say, roughly a 6.4 cap less than 2 years ago are now going for closer to a 5 cap. We're seeing that where somebody could put, just not too long ago, it's a little bit over a year ago, somebody could put 25% down and get a loan in many areas of the country. They now have to put 35 or even 40% down, more like 40%, that what it cost, just even C properties are going for about the same price as B properties that have much better amenities and are so much newer. So what's going on, So how do you, one of the things that I write about in my book is how to choose the right property that does not need expensive value adds and, where you could also lower expenses and raise rents. And, what's great about, it doesn't bend through every economic cycle, Suja. And so I've seen it all. It's, we've been where we're at before, right before the Great Recession happened. It was like everybody forgot that recession just even happened. We went through a six-year bull market and prices kept going up and going up. And people were saying, realtors, you better buy now because you're not going to be able to afford it. This was for residential homes as well as commercial real estate. And what happened is that, prices did tumble when the Great Recession happened. And right now, we've just gone through like a 10-year bull market, and we've prior to the coronavirus recession. But instead of prices falling, because there was a scarcity, and what happened actually is that first of all there was a shortage of homes. I'm sorry, the price of homes skyrocketed. That created more renters, and so then occupancy became exceptionally high. Just about every multifamily property imaginable everywhere. And so now we have, that's like a brick wall where you have too many people who want to rent and too few units on the market available. So that raised, so then rents went up, which has been good for, syndicators and somebody who wants to buy, but just to find a property, it's certainly not easy today. I have quite a lot of clients that are looking. I'm looking myself. It's difficult. Sometimes I join syndications myself because if it's a really strong deal, that's a good use of my money.
Yeah. So you mentioned something about how we are at a place similar to right before the Great Recession when people just forgot that recessions ever happened. What would you say are the characteristics of what's happening right now that are similar to then? Because I guess I've heard, obviously corrections happen, recessions happen. There is going to be a cycle of some sort. There's lots of theories about that. But we're not in the exact same situation before. We're not overbuilt, et cetera. And there's some other things. So tell me more about your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Okay. So the Great Recession happened largely due to the subprime market, where large banks like Goldman Sachs and mortgage companies like Countrywide were making huge premiums, making loans to people who really did not qualify for them. And it was out of base with reality. And so the prices on real estate in general were, in fact, in those days, we actually even had appraisers who would come to us and say, what do you need? Let us know, what do you need the value to come in at? And we'd say, no, it's like, that's not the way it's supposed to be. We need a really honest, really good appraisal, So that's what happened there. Now, what's happened today is the result of a recession that was caused by a pandemic. And that's the first time in history that anybody knows of that's happened. So we have different factors involved. But what's happened is that, as I mentioned, because there's a scarcity of homes on the market that people could afford to buy, and there more people are becoming renters, there's also a scarcity of apartments. Why? Because when the coronavirus recession hit, lenders stopped, like in all recessions, lenders were afraid to make construction loans. At the same time, because we do a lot of new construction financing as well on multifamily primarily, at the same time, we had the cost of labor and materials for new development really skyrocket. So new development came to a halt. No more new units. And then there were people who were afraid to show their apartment buildings because of the coronavirus and so on. So that created a scarcity in multifamily properties primarily, a few other types of commercial real estate as well. And so it's because of that scarcity that prices are so high. And one of the things I mentioned quite often is that commercial real estate is like an elevator. It goes up and down and it has a top floor. Now what's happened is that we've obviously hit a top floor because based on what people could put down to buy a property, based on how these properties cash flow and how much, you know, just based upon what the debt service coverage ratio demands as far as how much a lender could lend you, there's a ceiling now, there's a top floor. But does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, what recommendations would you have to, you know, people who are trying to get into buildings right now and expand their portfolios?
Well, because I've been here before where properties have been expensive and I've lent in areas that were unbelievably expensive, like Santa Monica, California, the Berkeley Marina, New York City, Manhattan, and so on, because we lend nationally at Apartment Loan Store. What you have to do is really kind of slow down and have a really solid business plan. If you are an investor interested in going with a syndication today, a syndicated transaction, it's best to really go with an experienced sponsor who can show you their track record. Now, what's going to happen is they're going to have a team of professionals that are going to help them make, we're talking about real estate brokers, real estate attorneys, property managers, and so on, that are going to help them be a resource for picking properties that are going to be winners. And everybody is going to be, okay, when it's really the other way, when properties cash flow better, when there's more cash flow, you know, what syndicators do is they sell, you know, on cash and cash return. But for what investors need to think about today is the equity multiple. And that's, let's just say it's really best today to have like a five-year turnaround for the property where you get your money back in 5 years. 2 years or 3 years is not realistic, but in 5 years, if somebody told you that they could double your money, then a sponsor can deliver on that, I assure you. If they told you they could do 2.5 times your money, increase it, then that makes sense. But to tell you that that the property is going to earn 10% or even 8% during the first year, that's not going to happen in most locales in America.
Yeah, because the cap rates are so low.
Exactly. But what we've always seen is that by picking a property, first of all, that hopefully has under market rents, or one of the last rental reports, showed that through October annually, showed that rents went up through October of 2021, 10%. Well, that's really good because they usually go up 5 or 6% a year. So that's huge. And so if you could find a property that where rents can go up, they're a bit under market, and you could do inexpensive value adds. It's not a time to buy a property and completely rehab it because you're going to be paying too much for that property. It's going to be too risky.
Yeah, but if you can do a light value add.
Yeah. And then also, you want to get the very best financing you can get. What's really great about the financing we do is that we could usually quite often on larger deals, certainly over $1 million, hopefully larger than that, we could often give you at least 2 years of interest-only payments and a really low rate, which can, you know, give you some cash and cash return during the first few years on a low cap rate property. So yeah.
100%. So what would you say? We talked a little bit before the show about how passive investors, like what they could maybe be expecting in terms of returns and how they should work with their syndicators or view their syndicators as partners. Yeah. Tell me about that.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, lux-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, okay. So I've worked on a lot of syndicated transactions, as mentioned, and unfortunately, especially during stronger, and let me just say, when there's more cash flow involved, sponsors have a tendency to overpromise and underdeliver. It's like really easy to sell a bigger number. Man, you start talking about 10 or 12%. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to have, you know, some takers. The problem is that you really cannot deliver that during the first 2 years right now from operations. So, which really, but everybody, passive investors and the sponsors are going to make a killing once we have some time involved, like let's say 5 years to add the value adds, raise rents, and so on. And maybe you could even do a cash out refinance, pay some investors off and keep the property, you know, and do a 1031 exchange and go and buy another one as a group. But certainly, I would say that realistically, you know, it's best actually sponsors to promise a lower preferred return, a lower pref based on, let's say, something like, you know, 5%, you know, to begin with, but also not have that start until the property is actually earning money. It's really important not to actually back your sponsor into a corner. Now, a really good sponsor will know that, and they'll set it up so that everybody is making money. The sponsors and the private investors are making money when the money comes in. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think it makes total sense. I've definitely heard some horror stories where, you know, investors are getting paid, you know, upfront, even during construction, and there's no rents coming in. And that's just,
I'll tell you some really good stories on that too. I've seen it.
I want to hear a story on that. Will you share one?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. One of my favorite clients, he was just so enthusiastic. He was young. He was like in his early 30s. He lived in Madison, Wisconsin, where the University of Wisconsin is located. And he found a hotel that needed to be repurposed. And it was just, there was really a need for more, we call single unit or, you know, housing for students, because there just wasn't very much. All the student housing was basically sharing an apartment with 2 to 4 students in the same unit, and single family residences is what it's called. And so this is a great, great thing. So what it needed though is major rehab, unfortunately, to convert, put kitchens in and convert these units, so they didn't just look like a hotel, into student housing. And so what he did, unfortunately, because he syndicated the transaction, he had good connections to do that, but he promised too high of a return. And his mistake is he promised it from the day the funds were delivered once the loan closed. And what happened is that it took much longer for the construction. He missed, which you want in student housing, you want to actually sign people up, have them move in, or at least sign leases like in August of the school year. And what happens is that he didn't complete until late September. So he then missed as far as getting it leased up and so on. He had to wait another year. He had to pay off these preferred returns. He had to take, you know, equity on his house, his parents' house, and it wasn't pretty. But what happened is he also never saw, you know, he worked hundreds and hundreds, let me say thousands of hours on this project, thousands, and didn't see a dime as a syndicator, as a sponsor, until about 4 years later when the property was very successful and it pulled off. But he could have lost, he's just as easily lost the property. He had a lot of stress. Thank goodness he was young.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And so he had structured the deal such that he had to pay those returns, because usually we have projected returns and we don't necessarily, we're not committing, you know, it's a preferred return. So it's like if there's cash flow, but he had promised.
But back then, to get investors, because he was a newbie, he actually promised a preferred return very early on, which wasn't realistic. Yeah. It's not that he had to pay it, understand. It wasn't that he had to pay it. He didn't have to pay money out. But he did have, once the money would be payable, it was accumulating interest is what it was. But he still had to take out extra loans because it went over, it just took longer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, interesting. So what would you have, like in retrospect, what would you have suggested that he do? Like,
well, in retrospect, promise a lower preferred return.
Okay. So what kind of preferred return was he?
Percent. He was promising 12%.
Yeah.
Not 12%. And also, as you're saying, you know, just basically not digging himself into a hole, you know, just having it kick in at a point when the property would be, you know, is going to be making money or at least breaking even.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. Okay. So what recommendations would you give to passive investors right now who are, you know, along these lines, looking into partnering with syndicators and putting their money to work in syndications?
Okay. The number one is you've got to realize that this is a business. It's not really a passive income. It can be, but just like, you know, there's so often when the stock market tanks, investors blame their stockbrokers. They really have no idea really what they were invested in, or it might be hundreds of stocks, who knows? And the same, you know, so it's easier with one property that you're buying. It really is important for you to take a look at the metrics that are really going to pay off. Once again, I mentioned the equity multiple earlier on, and you want to take a look at properties make more money from investment properties make more money from appreciation when the property is sold than anything else. So that's, you want that to be realistic, but you really want to get involved with in my book, it tells you everything from A to C about commercial real estate. And it's over 500 pages, but it's got some great stories. And it actually is a combination of my publisher, Wiley, they did some market research. They wanted an encyclopedia written. I told them I cannot write a boring book. So I proposed a how-to book with an encyclopedia. So that's how it works. But just actually educating yourself on how a commercial property or how multifamily properties make money. And then you can look at the deal yourself and think and just really participate in take a look at the performers. They'll be available to you. Take a look at what they're offering as far as returns and do the math yourself. Don't just go along with what somebody's telling you. The top syndicators, those that have had a lot of experience, are very careful not to overpromise. And they can actually buy properties today that are overpriced and still deliver good returns down the road.
Yeah, for sure. It is kind of an interesting thing to be in this sort of market where there are some, I think older school syndicators who are promising, maybe a lower IRR and whereas it doesn't sell as easily, I have to say, as deals where, you're really selling the track record and the quick turnaround. I think that's something that I kind of deal with my investors. I know that they get really excited by a quick turnaround and sort of a tremendous upside potential. But how do you kind of train your investors to still be excited about, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Investors have money and it's really, the stock market did fabulously for close to a year. It had some dips, but now who knows what's going to happen? There's a lot of uncertainty. It's really great to diversify some money into real estate. If you have a full-time job or you just don't really have the time, you have other interests in life, it's not something that you're excited. If you're excited about it, then, and you love real estate and you want to really have another job, then, do it yourself. But otherwise, choose an experienced syndicator who's got a track record and, look for, and also what you want to do is partner with them and be successful together.
Oh, yeah. I think along those lines, investors get excited about quick deals that turn around quickly.
Yeah, okay. Because this is not a time, so it used to be that even rehab properties, investors back in the old days would be told a 2-year turnaround. And it's really not realistic. You really, to sell a property and somebody to get financing on it, you've got to realize that the property has to have some track record usually. So ideally you want it to have a year be what we call stabilized, where it's bringing in money. The occupancy is good and it's bringing in good money for close to a year, a minimum of 6 months before it's even put on the market or before it's sold. But in this day and age, because the first 2 years are, it's going to take a while to actually get the property more profitable. And keep in mind that for commercial properties to increase in value, rents have to go up ultimately. So as long as you can raise rents, the property will always go up in value. That's the basic number one tenet in commercial real estate. Yeah. What investors need to think about is actually diversifying their money and making a better return than if they bought a real estate stock, a real estate, investment through a brokerage. But actually, because they could take a look at one property in an area they know or they trust with a sponsor that they know and trust. And, if a sponsor is telling you they're going to give you 10% preferred return, they're going to pay you before, then realistically soon they're going to flip the property in 2 years, then they probably don't know what they're doing. And it could be a recipe for disaster, but it could be very safe with an experienced investment group. And it's a great opportunity, but it's going to take longer. So, maybe 4 years might be a good time to turn the property around today. 5 years, even better to really get, if you want to get, for so many years, we saw these properties after 5 years coming, being able to put out a 20% IRR, but can that be done today? Well, you could certainly try for it, but you know, so that's why I'm saying the equity multiple. Can you double somebody's money today? Yes, I think you could do that.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your wisdom and just experience. I know you've been in this space for just so long and, you know, written a book on it, which I'd love for you to talk more about right now. So would you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Actually, my book is called The Encyclopedia of Commercial Real Estate Advice. And it has 8 topics and I won't go into those, but it's, you know, buying, I'll give you a few: buying, selling, and raising investors, repositioning, development, managing, and leasing are some of them. And there's like several chapters on each subject and then an encyclopedia section where, you know, where not only are the subjects defined, but there's cutting edge advice from actual deals on how to apply those concepts. You know, the equity multiple, internal rate of return are 2 that we've talked about today. So anyway, so that's my book. My company is Apartment Loan Store. We do loans nationally, and we have over 40 different types of loan programs that we could work on. Our loan started about $1 million, and it's Apartment Loan Store, apartmentloanstore.com, and that's how you can reach me. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, a tremendous resource that you will find in Terry, both with his book and his firm. So please, folks, reach out to Terry if you have, you know, want to learn more about what kinds of loan products he could help you with. And check out his book. So thank you, Terry, so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you so much. And my book is being offered for 30% off right now on Amazon. So they have it on
sale. Awesome. What a great deal.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Suja. It's been fun.
Thanks, Terry. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.